On a Wednesday, it's Morning Edition from NPR News. Good morning. I'm Steve Inskeep.
And I'm Lynn Neary. Civil rights groups say they want an end to racial profiling, and they believe recent news is on their side.
This week, activists are pressing Congress to pass a bill against targeting people because of race or religion. They're talking of Trayvon Martin, a black teenager killed in Florida.
They also bring up Muslim students monitored by police in New York. Here's NPR's Carrie Johnson.
The story begins in February 2001 when President George W. Bush delivered an address to Congress. He promised to stop racial profiling. Then came the attacks on 9/11.
In the national trauma that followed, civil liberties came face to face with national security.
In Illinois, Senator Richard Durbin says all too often the promise of national security won at the expense of Muslim and Arab people who were stopped in airports, mosques, and schools. The Associated Press reported that New York police had spanned out along the East Coast, eavesdropping on Muslim student groups at well-known colleges. Congressman Keith Ellison of Minnesota is a Muslim American. He said at a hearing yesterday that he's concerned about his son.
He's a good kid, has never done anything wrong, and I worry to think that he might be in somebody's files simply because he wanted to be active on campus.
New York University law student Elizabeth Dan, a convert to Islam, has a list of fears, one of them.
Fear that for the Muslim students of so many universities who are young, hopeful, and patriotic, the surveillance will destroy some of their faith in fairness, justice, and law enforcement.
Senator Durbin says racial profiling doesn't work and makes it harder for police to do their jobs. South Carolina Senator Lindsey Graham, a Republican, says he might support a new law to ban racial profiling.
I think I understand the problem. I just don't know where the line between good law enforcement and racial profiling ends and begins.
Ronald Davis, the police chief in East Palo Alto, California, had an answer.
If you put something comes out on the radio that you're looking for a black male, 6 foot tall, 225 pounds, and very handsome, that did a robbery, then it would make sense why you would stop me. I can understand that.
Objection. <Yep. laughs>
But the Fraternal Order of Police says the End Racial Profiling Bill is no laughing matter. Frank Gale spoke for the country's biggest law enforcement group.
This bill provides a solution to a problem that does not exist unless one believes that the problem to be solved is that our nation's law enforcement officers are patently racist and that their universal training is based in practicing racism.
The Justice Department hasn't expressed a position on the bill. Carrie Johnson, NPR News, Washington.